The spring season of the latter years of high school are an anxious time when students will choose one. Fall in love, drink too much of whatever's available, work really hard, slack off, make your hopes soar, dash them to the depths, or all of the above. In short, they're living, trying out who they want to be. Increasingly, in a stressed-out age, there's a private space to which more and more of these teenagers retreat, their journals. High school students are big purchasers of the journals in bookshops and stores like Target, because even amid the internet age, or perhaps because of it, any teenager who can pick up a pencil can also pick up a notebook. Anyone. That's what's so great about writing. You create a private world of the self, scribble the pages, fill the boundaries. In 11 counties in the foothills and mountains of eastern Tennessee, juniors and seniors are participating in this year's Walters State Community College High School Creative Writing Contest. Interest in the contest has grown, encompassing fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. More than 200 teenagers took part this year. Walt Stinson of Jefferson County High was among last year's winners. He wrote an ode to a rail splitter. Watching him, it looks so easy. One swing of the go devil and the wood jumps apart. I try. I practice in solitude, hoping to just one time hear that clapping burst and see the pieces multiply before my eyes. Another Jefferson High student, Candace Herrera, wrote Daughters of Eve. Daughters, forgive me, for I have eaten the fruit of deception and forever cursed your immortality. However, the promises of the serpent were very persuasive and the temptation far too great. Gee, who hasn't felt like that? Over the years, P.J. Bryce Means, who teaches English at Walters State Community College, has looked at spidery contributions on minimalist scraps of paper and four-part epics. One was called Orange County, 1968. Teenagers have so much to say, she says, and clearly even more, far more, if we're willing to listen, to reveal. This year's high school winners at Walters State Community College will be chosen in April and published in the school's journal, Among These Hills. We'll be right back.